The tax plans being considered right now in both the House and the Senate are projected to cost $1.5 trillion. And Congress hasn't proposed any way to offset that cost. So we're staring down a $1.5 trillion hit to the federal deficit if these plans become law. Congress has rules that are written into law that do not allow for massive increases to the deficit like this. They are called PAYGO rules, which stand for pay-as-you-go. They require Congress to offset any increase in deficit spending with subsequent cuts to mandatory spending. Many folks already know this as sequestration, and it already takes a chunk of money out of farm program payments like ARC and PLC. The new Congressional Budget Office analysis out this week shows that because the tax reform bills would cost $1.5 trillion over 10 years, the Senate would need to cut mandatory spending programs by $150 billion per year. However, the amount of mandatory spending that we do that is subject to PAYGO is less than that $150 billion per year, which means all of the funding for these programs, including many of our Farm Bill safety net programs, would need to be eliminated.